Welcome back. I'm sure you've heard about the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. If you've watched this program in the past, we were always happy to chat with Kim Calvia about that. In her stead, Hillary Miller is joining us, another friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library, to talk about what the group does and how you might be able to get involved. Great to meet you, Hillary. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
It's a great organization. We've learned a lot about it over the past couple of years and all the good things that it does for the library and for its patrons. All the programs that, you know, that happen there, all the kind of extra stuff that goes on in terms of concerts and authors and artists really wouldn't happen without the Friends, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. All the extracurriculars.
Exactly.
You could say.
Yeah.
All thanks to the, or partially thanks to the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. We are a nonprofit organization that really has two parts of its mission. The first part is to raise money for public programs like the ones that you mentioned. We have a great lineup there. We offer a number of different concerts, different 21 plus type events, programs for children, teens, adults, and also those wonderful museum passes and zoo passes that the community likes to take advantage of.
Yep.
We do play a part in raising funds for those types of activities there. So that's the first part of our mission. The second part is also to raise awareness mm-hmm. for the vital role that the library plays in Quincy's educational and cultural community. So everybody there is a major fan of libraries, and this library in particular.
Yeah, it became so evident how crucial it was to the community during the pandemic. You know, a lot of folks didn't have access to the internet or didn't have access to publications or information. The library really stepped up in a really short period of time and figured out how to keep that access going.
Yes, yes. They really had to change the way that they thought about how they provided services. This was happening across the country with different libraries, and it was rewarding in many ways to be reminded of just how crucial libraries are. Friends have known this for a long time, and people have been using these services for a long time, and it was nice that now more people know about it, and the Friends are here to help spread that message.
Yeah. Actually, was the result more friends joining the group? Do you know?
I don't know offhand.
Okay.
Membership organizations go through cycles, and it also depends a lot on what people need in their own lives and what they are able to give beyond that. We are a dues paying organization, so you do pay dues to become a member.
Sure.
So everybody's situations changed throughout the pandemic.
Yep.
But I think that we can definitely agree that there is so much more visibility to the wonderful services provided by libraries thanks to the pandemic.
Yes, yeah. Silver lining, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. How did you yourself become a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm actually pretty new to Quincy. I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania and was still living there just prior to the pandemic and moved to Quincy during the pandemic and looked to get more involved in the community. And I'm a historian. I have spent a lot of time in libraries, as historians tend to do.
Sure.
I really value them and what they're able to provide, not just to people in my profession, but to the community, and was just looking for organizations to support to help me kind of build my community here in Quincy. And I joined, and next thing I knew, I was on the board. That happens sometimes.
I'm sure your passion shone through and you were quickly invited. Has it been what you thought it would be? Has it been rewarding?
It has been incredibly rewarding.
Really?
The members of the board are a very passionate and driven group of people who are really committed to the mission of the Friends and to the library in general. So it's been really inspiring for me to get to work with these individuals and help them kind of bolster all of the wonderful programming that the Friends and the library are able to provide.
Yeah, just curious, how does the library system here in Quincy kind of compare with where you grew up?
I grew up in a very rural area.
Okay. Yep.
Going to the library was part of my experience growing up. I remember being a very small child at story time at my local library, and it warms my heart to know that they're doing story time here, and it's one of those types of programs that the Friends is able to support.
That's right, yeah.
So it's really wonderful. And it's not just our library here, it's connected to so many different libraries throughout the Commonwealth mm-hmm. and really throughout the country. And it's just really wonderful how even libraries themselves have changed over the years and what kind of electronic resources they can provide. And so still that small town feel that I, you know, that warm fuzzy feeling yeah. from growing up in my small town with my library yeah. and going to story time, I can experience that here too.
In a city of 102,000
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
With multiple branches, right?
Multiple branches. Yeah. The Wollaston branch just celebrated its 100th
That's
birthday.
Right. Yeah.
I was able to attend that celebration.
Nice.
And again, it's just that reminder of how central, you know, these libraries are to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about what the Friends do and what's coming up soon this spring.
Oh, we have a lot coming up this spring and the summer.
Okay.
Our next really big program is coming up in just a couple of weeks on May 9th. That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
And we are having our annual meeting at 6:30 p.m., the annual meeting of the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, followed up by, we have to do work and then play.
Okay.
So followed up by a special program called The Adventures of Louisa Catherine Adams.
Oh.
Yes.
First Lady.
Exactly.
Louisa Catherine
that,
Adams, yes.
that exactly that Louisa Catherine
okay.
Adams, somebody we know here in Quincy pretty well,
sure.
or maybe not so well. We can learn a little bit more about her. That will take place at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Richardson Room, in the Richardson Building
yep.
here at the main library. It is going to be open to the public and is free to attend.
Okay.
And you will get to meet Louisa Catherine Adams
oh.
and hear from her herself.
Oh.
She will be there in person.
Oh, okay.
Of course, portrayed by Laura Rocklin.
Laura, I was going to ask who the portrayal is. Okay.
Yes, yes. Laura Rocklin is an actor and a playwright who has been in a number of different productions, but also really specializes in first-person historical interpretation. So really embodying a historical figure.
Okay.
And these range from, I think she's done Jane Austen, Charlotte Bronte, so some literary figures, but also Dolly Madison and our very own Louisa Catherine.
Fun.
Yes.
A lot of historians will argue, probably yourself included, that Louisa Catherine doesn't just really get the accolades that she deserved when it comes to John Quincy Adams' presidency and the role that she played in that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she sometimes gets overshadowed, I think,
yeah.
by her mother-in-law, Abigail
yeah.
Adams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard...
big yeah. shoes to fill, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. but she is very strong in her own right and very, very important. She plays important roles in getting John Quincy Adams elected to the presidency.
Yes.
She really figures out how to play that political game as it's emerging there in the early 1800s. So this presentation
yeah.
that we have coming up on May 9th, it takes place on the morning of John Quincy Adams's inauguration
oh.
in 1825. And Louisa Catherine reminisces on really her life. She was born in England. She had her schooling in France and then eventually became the First Lady of the United States.
Yeah.
She was our first foreign-born First Lady.
Oh, interesting. Right. Yes.
Yes,
that's right.
And was the only one until Melania Trump.
Yes.
So that's pretty recent.
Yes.
We went a long time. So wonderful experiences, being wife of a diplomat in Europe. So Louisa Catherine will tell us all about her experiences, and you'll get to meet her in person.
She was a prolific writer in her own right,
mm-hmm.
you know, extremely well-educated and well-spoken, but again, gets kind of overshadowed by the letters of Abigail, which,
exactly.
you know, are unique in their own right, sure.
Yes, yes.
So will she talk about that, do you know?
I think, you know, I have seen this program before. I've
yeah.
had that good fortune to have seen it virtually. This is going to be my first time in person
okay.
getting to meet Louisa Catherine. And I think she does reflect somewhat on this relationship with her mother and sort of, you know, what she, Louisa Catherine, can bring to the table.
Okay.
You know, as the wife of a politician and about to be First Lady
yeah.
of the United States.
So this would appeal to, I mean, certainly history buffs such as yourself, but even just members of the general public who want to learn a little bit more about her.
Yes, I mean, we hear her name so much here
right.
in Quincy. Many people have gone to, you know, visit the crypt
mm-hmm.
where the Adamses, you know, are interred. And this is a chance to get to know a little bit more about the person.
Okay.
So, yeah, the general public, anybody who is just sort of interested in our community, or even anything about women's history, or just getting to know a different perspective of U.S. history would find this interesting.
Okay, May 9th, 7 p.m. in the Richardson Room.
Exactly.
Thomas Crane Library. There's a bookstore over there too, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yes,
yes, the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library have a bookstore.
Yes.
And we have some exciting news coming up. I will say first that, first of all, you don't want to miss out. We're here at the end of April. Everybody's thinking about their gardens. And we think about that here, too, at the library. The Friends volunteers do help with those wonderful flower beds
Yes.
that we have outside. But if you're thinking about gardening at home, the Friends are actually having a buy one, get one sale on gardening books through the end of April.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
Yeah, so time is running out.
Okay. You've got another week.
Yeah, you have some time.
Okay.
And as the flowers come up, I'm sure people are starting to think about their own gardens.
Sure.
But we do have some big news, is that the bookstore is going to be moving.
What?
Yeah, moving. So right now it is located sort of around the back of the library.
Yeah.
We do have people who venture back there and enjoy what we're, it's a wonderful space. It's a really wonderful space. But the library is going to shake things up a little bit, and the bookstore will be relocating to the atrium of the library.
Oh.
Just off of the atrium, it's going to be a new space. It's where the cafe had been.
Oh, okay.
So kind of re-envisioning that space as the bookstore. It's going to be very visible because it's going to be right off of that atrium.
Sure.
That we will be able to increase foot traffic, and it's going to be accessible. So we'll be able to welcome even more people into our bookstore, visible and accessible.
Wow.
And moving books is going to be a lot of work.
Yes, that's where the Friends come in, right?
The Friends come in, yeah. We run the library, and we're going to also have to help in moving those books,
okay.
Also with the help of the library staff. But in order to lighten the load a little bit, they are going to be running some specials throughout the summer to kind of reduce inventory
Sure.
as they get ready to move the library. So everybody can keep an eye out online for any announcements about these sales.
Okay.
But then the expected opening in the new location is going to be in September. That's
Okay.
what we're expecting right now.
Okay. And so the cafe is going away. There'll be no more cafe.
It's going to be a bookstore.
A bookstore instead. What's going to be going in where the bookstore is now? Do you know?
That is something that I think the library is in need of additional space. So that is going to be library use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's breaking news.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you heard it first here.
We love that. We love telling folks what's going on in their own backyards. And the store will have to, I guess, close in the interim while the transition takes place?
I think we're going to try to, I think, make it as smooth of a transition as possible.
Sure.
It's
yeah.
one of those benefits of having two spaces. Because, you know, when you renovate a space, you often have to shut down mm-hmm. and do the major renovation. Since we're moving, I think we're anticipating, hopefully, less disruption in activities. But I think we'll see as we get closer what the reality of the situation is.
Okay. Well, it's an opportunity to maybe get some good deals.
Yes, get some good deals and help us out in the meantime.
Exactly, yeah. The funds raised through the bookstore, Hillary, what are those used for?
We continue to support library activities,
yep.
again, as part of our mission here.
The museum passes that you mentioned.
The museum passes, yep. the public programming in particular,
right.
Such as the Louisa Catherine Adams program that we have coming up.
Sure, okay. So it goes to a good cause. You get a good deal on some good books.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Help the community in the long run. Talk about concerts. It's getting to be concert season, and I know the concerts on the lawn are always very popular.
Yes. It's the weather gets warmer. We're definitely thinking about that. We do still have some indoor concerts mm-hmm. coming up in May and June. Let's see. We have those coming up. I think one coming up inside on May 21st
okay.
and one on June 4th. And then we're going to be shifting outdoors for those summer long concerts
yeah.
that everybody just looks forward to.
Yep.
So we're looking at, there are tentatively looking at some Thursdays in July, three Thursdays in July.
Okay.
So
excellent. So they are coming back.
That is the plan.
That's
yes.
great. They were crucial during the pandemic, actually, because obviously they were outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So folks could actually take a little respite and enjoy some good music. And it's good for the performers as well. You know, they had a venue.
Exactly.
Yeah. Newsletter coming up?
Coming up in early May.
Okay.
So the newsletter has all sorts of good information in it, including the information about the bookstore.
Yes.
And also not just the relocation of the bookstore, but any upcoming sales, and a little bit of news about what we've been up to, the different programs we've been offering, and it's a good way to just get to know what the Friends are doing and how we're supporting the library.
How does one become a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library, Hillary?
All right, that's a great question. You have a couple of options. The best way, really the main way to become a friend, is to visit the library website, and then you can navigate to the friends section of the website.
It's so all the way down the bottom.
Links all the way down at the bottom, and it says friends right on it. And then you will see that it brings up a page where it has a way for you to click a link, and you can pay electronically online, or you can download a form and mail it in if you would prefer to pay by check.
Okay.
So there are a couple of different ways to join, or I'm sure you can flag us down at one of our programs and get some information that way.
I'm sure any friend would be happy to share the information.
Exactly.
Okay.
Membership, the dues begin at $10 for the year.
Okay.
Yeah, so
pretty reasonable.
It is. Yeah. It is. Everything helps, helps our mission. You do get some benefits from being a member of Friends. Yes, well, the newsletter is a major benefit that you have. You also get special invites to upcoming programs that we may be having for Friends and their guests. And then the biggest benefit is that you get to be part of supporting our library and our community. And that's something we can all share.
Who can be a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library?
Oh, anybody can be a friend.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't have to be a Quincy resident.
No. No, I know that we do often get donations and memberships from outside of the area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you maybe had lived here at one point or just have an interest in Quincy and the libraries, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome to be a friend.
Do you know about how many friends there are right now, even just roughly?
We have a couple of hundred friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are a pretty healthy organization.
Yes.
We're always looking for more friends. You can never have too many friends.
And what is the duty of a friend once you become a member? What do you absolutely have to do?
Exist.
Okay.
And just continue to support the library.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. You can do as much or as little as you would like. We do have people who just prefer to support financially, send in their donation or their dues and support us that way. We do have different ways of getting involved with volunteering. Even as a member of the board, you can volunteer, but there are some committees as well, like volunteering in the bookstore.
Okay.
That bookstore is run by Friends volunteers. So we can always use the human support as well.
You are on social media, brand new on Instagram and other avenues, right?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
You can just look up Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. I think on Instagram, it's just Friends of Thomas Crane Library. But follow us there, and we will make announcements on there about what we're up to. The library also does a good job of sharing our information on their social media and their website.
Sure. Thank you so much, Hillary. Great to talk to you and learn a little bit more about the Friends. And by the way, welcome to Quincy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're just a newcomer in the past couple of years.
So. Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Please come back.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.